another episode of The Legit Guys. Today's topic is generations, and I'm here with Liam, Aaron, and Dennis. Okay, boys, so...
I'm important.
No, you're not. First question, what is your favorite generation and why? It could be any generation, but you need to follow it up with, like, a reason, okay?
Okay.
So, Aaron, how about you start?
Well, it would probably be Gen Z, since I'm one of the Gen Z generation. You see a lot of people saying, like, oh, I was born in the wrong generation. But I don't think any generation had it easier than the other. Like, currently, we probably have it the easiest, because we were born after you know, like, the major wars. But there's still wars going on and stuff like that. So, and we have internet. That's also cool. I wouldn't survive without that, no matter what anyone else says. So. Yeah, but it was like that crappy. It was that crappy internet that, you know, it was like not the fast, cool internet like we have today.
Alright.
Yeah. So Gen Z.
Liam, what about you?
Well. I don't really know any generations apart from X, Y, and Z, so... Oh, I know!
You don't know.
The ones that kept, like, making children, what are they called?
Boomers?
Baby boomers, yeah, baby boomers, that's my favorite.
Why? Elaborate.
Well, the name is just... It stands out with the others, and they made more children.
Okay.
So that those children can regret being born. Reason?
Okay.
More children means, you know, chance for more murder.
I'm sorry?
Nothing?
What was that?
Nothing.
Then what did you
Okay. So.
Just a cool generation, isn't it? Plus, they're dumb as shit. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
That's a strike.
They didn't have strikes, actually. That's mostly Gen Z.
Oh, you're given a strike.
I don't do strikes, actually.
Well,
what do you mean?
Dennis, elaborate on your generation. So you can play with him.
I don't know. I don't have a favorite generation. I'm really quite bamboozled by this question. I'm sorry. I don't have a favorite generation.
Like a bad answer. Like,
well, it's the truth, right? So what can I tell you?
Okay.
Or do you know what I'm going to say? I prefer my generation because I'm part of it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So I have a follow-up question on that, pretty similar, about, like, what generation you think is the worst overall, but I didn't specify in what, so that's for you to choose, but, like, just tell me what generation do you think was the worst for either the planet, us, or our like, society, or just overall, which was the worst? Go. I'm talking, like, modern, okay? Don't tell me, like, the ancient Rome. How about...
Define modern.
Well, beginning of 20th century.
When probably when Hitler was born, right?
Okay.
But wasn't that truly bad for the planet?
Yes, it was. For the humans living on it.
Yeah, but not for the planet.
Of course it was bad. Do you know how much land was actually destroyed?
It's true.
So you think it's the...
Yes, Ivan, we think it's that one.
We?
Dennis.
Somebody can answer?
Yeah, that's my Dennis. How about you, like,
I agree with you.
Okay, explain why.
I just said because a lot of land was destroyed. I just gave you explanation, it's but you weren't the, able to. About, that's because you weren't able to give one.
It's not about the people
one.
That died. It's because
no. He said it's about a planet. Destroyed. He said it's about a planet.
No, I said it's also about the planet, but mainly. It's
I
about,
didn't say that you were wrong, but his question is about a planet specifically. So I talked about a planet, not about a community.
We're part of the planet. We are one with the planet.
Are you retarded? Are you retarded? I told you that I agree with you, but he asked about the planet, so I gave him an answer
like
about
a strong
the planet
word that you just used.
I said it's. I said I.
You said the R, sir.
I said I didn't specify, so it could be anything, even the planet.
Yes.
That's not a generation.
It is. What do you mean that's not a generation? He's asking which generation was the worst for the planet, in quote unquote.
Okay.
I mean, it entails humans and stuff like that. Or is that not what you meant, Ivan?
I just meant, you choose what you believe is important.
Okay.
You know,
I choose the generation when Hitler was born.
Okay.
Man, I agree with him because many people died and there was a lot of land destroyed. So it was bad for the planet and for the community.
It's all about the land destroyed, isn't it?
That had a little spice to the whole history, didn't it?
Ivan? I mean, Leo?
I wouldn't call it spice, but okay. I think that the worst generation... I think I would say it's the... I didn't actually think about it that like answering it, so.
Well, you can say baby Gen boomers. Z and we won't kill you.
Baby boomers.
Oh.
Baby boomers, definitely.
What are my favorite?
No, those now? Baby boomers. Boomers are a different generation, aren't they?
So basically our parents, I mean.
What?
Isn't that generation like X?
No.
Your parents are generation X.
No, they're not. My dad's boomer by 1 year. I'm gonna quickly look up like the fucking
aren't boomers like 60 plus?
No,
but in Czech Republic it's like generations are different in each country. For example, here we call them děti husáka or something like that.
Baby boomers, yeah. 1946 to 64. Okay, my dad's been born 1966, so he's almost a baby boomer, so he's generation X.
He's X, yeah.
Well,
yeah, no, but in Czech Republic, it's called Husákovi děti.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he a Husákovi děti?
He's by a year, not a Husákovi děti.
Oh,
but
okay.
Let me explain why. So, you know, they are very bad because they did a lot of bad stuff to the planet. They were very money-driven. And right now, you can hear stuff like, oh, I don't need to solve any of the problems that I caused because I'm not going to be living in like 30 years, 40 years. And I'm here like, bro, but you caused it. Why don't you help us? You have all the money. And they go like, it's not my problem, so I don't need to do it. And it's like, I would be okay if that was like 20% of them, but it's like the majority. It's more than like half, definitely. And it's the wealthy ones that can actually do something with the global warming and those problems, and the answer is basically, and it's even my dad's, like, you know, it's not really my problem because like we're gonna die in like 30 years, so why don't you solve it? And I'm like, oh my god, you want a slap, boy?
I'm just waiting for your dad to barge in and give you a slap for what you just said.
No idea what you said, but okay. So next question. If anybody else wants to answer this?
No.
Okay, next question. Are you proud of your generation, which I assume we all
no.
are Gen Z's?
No.
Okay, I want a long answer for that. We just elaborate, okay?
Okay, how I said about the internet being a good thing, right? There's also bad things. There's a little like a bad side. It's like split it in half, good side, bad side. On the bad side are kids who think they are entitled to everything just because they can post some videos or some photo in Instagram and get like a few likes.
Bro, that's us.
What? What did you say?
Legit guys.
That's how legit guys work, though.
Yeah, but we're not entitled to it. We know that our podcast isn't like anything good.
We're not profit based, you know? We're not profit driven.
Like, we're not making money for it.
We're charity.
We're charity, huh? Yeah, but then also, you know, all the new things we're making up. Like, I'm not going to go into detail, but you know.
Pronouns. LGBT. Okay, not.
Please go into detail.
Like having pronouns like frog and frogs, or
it's called neo pronouns.
Still haven't gone around.
Neo pronouns. Okay, well, neo pronouns suck.
I know, but like, do you really think that?
Like, yes.
No. Let me finish. Do you really think that from the depth of your heart, or do you just think that it's so new? And it's so bizarre, like, for example, like, women's rights, like, 300 years ago, that we just go, like, yo, what's this? This weird. I don't like it.
Wait, did you use
women's rights? So bizarre.
Yeah, because they were bizarre.
We go, Ivan, it's not because it's new. It's just, you know, you can't compare women's rights and calling yourself a frog. Like, you can't compare those two things. That's something completely different. And I just don't... Like, okay, you can transgender. I respect that. I don't care about that. Because it still makes sense that you're changing in from one gender that already existed to another one. But, like, you know, calling yourself a frog, which is a animal, I was about to swear. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
How do you know? That we aren't just stupid yet because we are too old, you know, we're too old of a generation, and that actual neo pronouns are a real thing. You know, how do you know that in the future there's not going to be an actual system that's going to go like, oh, this baby is a whatever? Do you know what I mean?
Because if there is, then there's no hope left for humanity.
Right now, we're dividing it by if it has a PP, or if it has a vagina, right? So if they would be dividing it, I don't know how. Maybe they have different genes or something. I really have no idea how they would divide. I don't think that the connotation between a frog, like the animal, and you would transfer that into making a pronoun for a new baby that was born. It just sounds dumb to me. Like, what if they called man X, man Y, okay? That makes more sense.
What?
I don't...
Even that is quite
really bad.
Weird.
What?
Okay.
If
I think we should move to Liam.
Okay.
Wait, do you feel like a man X or a man Z or a man Y or a man O?
Man Omega.
What's the question again?
Are you proud or are you not proud of this, your generation, Gen Z?
No.
You're not proud?
Not at all. Because of one, what Aaron mentioned, and two, the idea that, what do you call it? You refer to as snowflakes, right? Something like that?
Yeah.
People get extremely easily offended over, like, minuscule things. Like, some of the jokes that were being said in, like, 2010 or something, you say them now.
Example.
You're on the court of law, the Supreme Court of Law, because you offended a guy that refers to himself as a donut by calling him a toaster. And I think that's just dumb.
He wants to be called a donut, you know? What's the problem with being called a donut?
But if you want to do that by yourself, then I'm fine with that. Don't impose me having to call you as a donut on me.
Okay.
I really don't care.
So how about, like, anything else than neo-pronouns? Like, literally anything else you choose, please.
Genders.
That's literally the almost the same thing.
Okay. The new sexual orientations.
Like that, bro. Okay. What about sexual? Okay. So
you want to say sexual desires?
No, I think he meant sexual orientations. Like
because people are creating like demi bisexual, which is the exact same thing as straight.
You mean semi bisexual?
Semi bisexual. Sorry. Are you semi bisexual there?
What's the problem with that though? Like genuinely, tell me what.
Why not call it just hetero or homo at that point?
The problem is that people aren't creating these to describe themselves. They're just creating them to feel unique. That's the only reason they're creating them.
Yeah, maybe they have a feel to do that. Is that so wrong? Should we point fingers at them for that?
Yes.
Yes, we should.
Okay, I like that. I like the answer for some. So definitely, I believe that we should point fingers at people who think that rape is fine and call themselves some attracted to minors, whatever. There's like a sexuality that basically is attracted to minors. It's an actual thing.
Aren't those just pedophiles?
Yeah, yeah, they are. That's the point.
Why is it okay in your view to point out them and not point out someone that thinks that they are semi-bisexual, even though...
Because we have created...
Okay, Ivan, Liam, that's something different.
Let me answer.
It's a sexual orientation.
So you ask me why do I think it's okay to point out that and not like other stuff?
Why is it, in your view, okay to point out some sexual orientations instead of others and not just point all out?
Being a rapist is pretty bad, you know, in my opinion. Because we create a construct that says, do not have sex with little children.
Wait, it's not Ivan, what do you mean in your opinion? I think that we can all agree that it's not
obviously good. Obviously not everybody. When there are people defending rapists.
Yeah, but those are idiots. Like.
Yeah, but they still are. They still exist. And it's not like there's three of them. It's like more. And it's scary. And there's like this idea that you should introduce like kinks and sexual desires to children early on so they can develop them themselves. Which I believe is like almost similar to just straight up being sexually active with kids. Which is not okay. Like, yeah.
What?
Because there's like a thing that... some people say that you should introduce sex and sexual kinks and desires and everything like that to kids early on, as in 12 years old, and that it's healthy because then they'll know what they, you know, they'll know what they like and they'll know what they want to do.
Okay.
And same with the rapist thing, I just think that's not right. And I believe that anybody should be just like killed and beheaded and die for pedophilia and any like form of sexual activity with kids. That's just not okay, in my opinion. So yeah, that's that. So there's a limit to how much is acceptable and not. This is not acceptable. For example, saying little kids should be taught about sex in a very descriptive and visual manner, I believe is wrong. However, if you want to have sex with men and women when you're a dude, just do it. Who cares? You know, who really cares? Just do what I'm saying. So there's a limit to how much I believe there's an acceptable whatever. So it's like there's a limit that I think we should like establish. But overall, I don't think it's that bad, as you guys, as you, Liam, have shown or pointed out. I don't think it's that bad.
What is it that bad?
The sexual orientation.
Oh.
How about you, Dennis? Which are you proud? Are you not proud?
I mean, with the limits, I agree. But yeah, I just don't get the why with like the orientation stuff. So like,
you'd have to make it about that. All you need to make it about is, are you proud of your generation or not? Are you?
In a way, like we try to save the planet, for example, that's kind of what I'm proud about. But you can also come like to the part where Aram already mentioned it. So for example, like influencers, they for example like earn more money and they have a better life and they believe that they're like much better than for example a fireman, which earns just way less. And yeah, I think that the main problem is influencers these days.
But
like TikTok influencers, that's what I'm kind of not proud about.
Where do you think they get the money from?
They get it from the viewers, of course, and from sponsorships and this stuff, but still.
They're not like they get the money from the government.
No, I know. I understand that they don't get the money from the government, but still, it's... You just have to understand that there's just this problem, right? That the people that get it from the government, for example, a fireman that is really important as a job, gets just way less than an influencer that basically does nothing, if I can say.
Okay, Dennis, but like people should donate to the fireman, not to the fucking...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Influencer, then.
Then you gotta
do more taxes. You gotta tell people, oh, our firemen don't have enough money.
I would basically like limit the money earned per viewer and per sponsor for the influence.
It's not your platform. Then you just.
Or do you know what? I would cancel the platform in the country.
China,
like Russia.
Yes, for example.
Okay, that's a...
Wait, Ivan, I wanted to say that I don't think all of Gen Z is bad. I think that we're actually doing a lot, like, to push in, like, global problems away, that we're doing a lot for it. How you said about the boomers, that they, and, you know, they say, I don't care about this, like, I'm not going to be alive. Well, we are going to be alive, and that's maybe the reason why we're doing it. But, like, we're trying to make the world better still. Maybe not all Gen Z, but I think that we're taking the biggest initiative right now. And we're also like learning to help the world more than the other generations.
Okay. So that's both sides. That's nice to hear. Yep. So everybody answered the question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'll answer the question to put a little bit of positiveness in it. So I definitely think that there are some problems because we are one of the most privileged generations that there are. People living right now have met more rights than anybody has ever had in the whole existence of Earth and of just civilizations and societies. And I think that that's, you know, there's like the saying, hard times create, weak men create hard times, which create hard men, which create easy times, which create weak men, and so on and so on and so on. And I think that it's very true. And right now, we're getting into the easy times, where we are creating weak people that are going to cause some very bad times in the future. I don't know if it's foreseeable future or if it's 200 years away, but I think that we are moving to a very bad period. Period. I don't think there would be necessarily a war of any kind, but I think there's just going to be a lot of conflict. I think that since America is supposed to be the world's strongest country, like, you know, like the policemen of the world, just because of how strong they are, it's just the way it is. Just because they're strong, there's nothing more about it. And recently, there's been this thing going around how, like, the Russian and the U.S. military ad was portrayed. So the Russian one was very masculine. It was very rough. It was supposed to just, you know, it was target audience was men. And it was just that, so, you know, can you push yourself to your limits? You know, can you actually become one of us? And then the US one was about a little girl going to school, then going to West Point, and then graduating and saying, like, oh, I can do it too because I'm a female, and it's all great, and it's animated, it's very nice, and all of that. And I think that's a big problem because overall, about America, you know, there's the people decide what happens there, you know. The people create the country, and the country acts like the people just make it. And I'm afraid that they're going to make it weak in, I don't think in my lifetime, but somewhere like when I die, and like 50 years later, it's going to be weak. The mindset of the people will be weak, and they're just asking for a conflict, you know.
That time, you can take the boomer approach and say, well, not my problem no more.
Well, there's not much I can do about it. I can talk about it here. I can talk about it with people. But I can't really tell people, you're weak, you get better, because we don't live in that society anymore. Unfortunately, we've got so privileged that you can be born stupid, you can be born weak, you can be born in a wrong mindset, and you can still survive somehow. If you're born lazy, weak, and stupid, you know, in thousand years ago, if you're born lazy, then your parents will beat the lazy out of you. If you're born stupid, then not as much of a problem. You know, I mean, by intellect, you work on the fields. It's not that bad. But if you're born weak, unfortunately, you will die. If you can't work and provide, then you will die. This is just the way it is. Plus, there's like illnesses and all of that stuff factoring it. So I just think that we're headed towards a phase where there's going to be such a variety of people going from the 2 to 3% of strong and driven and working people that really love it to like 50% that are like okay, you know, we're existing, to 30% of the lazy people that somehow manage to work and acquire money and all of that, and, you know, somehow manage to make a living, and then 8% of people that just can't do it, which is always going to be there. There's just going to be like a fraction of people that just can't survive and make a living and exist. But I think we're heading towards making it like a 30% area of people that are going to be just like useless, and they're going to be very, 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 their existence will not have meaning.
But why is that? Wait, why is that wrong now? Because before you said with the genders and that, it's like, as long as it's not against the law, like rape and pedophilia, then it's okay, because that's just who they are, right?
Because it is against the law. It is against the law of nature.
Well, being lazy is against the law.
Being lazy is against the nature, law of nature, first of all. Yeah, it is. If you're lazy, you die. If you're lazy and you're put in an environment that is aggressive towards you, you die. If you need to produce your own, you need to produce your own heat, you need to produce your own food, water, shelter, all of that. If you're lazy, you're not going to get it done. You're going to do it poorly, you're going to die. If you don't have a drive for life in you, you're going to die. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Plus, if you're lazy, you work a useless job, you're selling people ads, something like that. What are you adding to the society? Nothing. You're paying very, very small amount of taxes. You're just existing. You're taking from the government because you still have the right to vote. You still have the right to exist in the country, and you have the right to use the medical system, the healthcare, you're free to use the police and the firemen. And, you know, it's not breaking the law by definition. It's nowhere is written that if you're a useless piece of crap, then, you know, you're being against the law. But, you know, morally, it is against the law. You're not adding anything to the government. You're not adding anything to the world that you're living in. And you take so much from it. So it's morally wrong, and we're just
pretty sure none of us ever signed a contract with the government that says, "I will work for my entire life so that I can provide to the government what it provided me." Yep. Nowhere in any moral standard is that everything.
You live in a country that has been somehow created, established, been existing for a long time, and if you want to. Do you want to keep on living in this country?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
You don't want to. Where do you want to live?
Haven't decided. Yeah, probably not Czech Republic or Italy, though.
So, like, Germany?
Maybe.
Then you're going to have to abide by Germany's law. And then you're responsible for how Germany is doing.
How am I responsible for the German government when I, one, am not German, two, just lived there and have lived there for like a year, let's say, three, can't even vote probably.
How'd you live there for a year? Like,
how long would I have to live there?
You'd leave after a year?
What? No. What? I arrived and I've only been living there a year.
Okay.
So how am I to blame for the German government decisions?
Well, after a year, you wouldn't be much to blame. But eventually, you would be.
What context?
If you were not working, if you were just existing there, taking up the everything. You know, fucking Christ, what you call it? Taking up the space, basically.
Okay. Space.
You know, if you'd not be working, you'd be taking the money support from the government, like the migrants, and you just wouldn't want to do anything about that. You wouldn't want to change. You wouldn't want to start working, have a productive life. Then yeah, you're absolutely a pain in the ass for the government because you're there. You're existing. They can't necessarily kick you out, but you do not want to work. You moved to their country when you were born in, say, where you were born in Italy.
Yeah.
So you're born in Italy and you moved there. And out of nowhere, you go like, oh, I'm not going to work. Why would I work? Fuck you guys. You know, that's very not good for the country. Changed my mind.
No, I will, because it's the law. If the law says that those... Plus, what you're saying is that you're getting money from the government, right? Like benefits.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, those only apply if you're actually actively searching for a job. If you're not actively searching for a job, you don't get anything.
You can call the police on somebody if you're not searching for a job.
Yeah, but those are just things that are provided to you by... the government that you pay by your taxes.
Yeah, if you're not working, you're not really paying taxes, are you?
You're paying taxes on literally everything you do. Every grocery store shopping, that's taxes. Every time you buy like a ticket for like a bus, that's taxes.
Okay, but that's... Or would you say these type of taxes are enough so that the country exists and works?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, if that's, you see it working now like in Czech Republic, 60%
of the income of the revenue for governments, yes. Taxes are make up most of the revenue. So how can you say the taxes aren't enough
for the product taxes, I mean, you know, because you also pay taxes because you work. When you work, you pay taxes to the government.
Like income taxes, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are not as important, you say.
I mean, if you take just income taxes and compare them to every other tax, then those have just, they're nothing in comparison to every other tax.
What do you mean they're nothing?
That their proportion on the on your income, okay, the proportion of tax, let's say that you, the tax is, I don't know how much the tax can be. Give me a number.
20%.
20% of your income. Uh-huh. Let's say you make, how much would you make? Let's
$50.
Make, what? No, like monthly. Let's say you make $8,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 20% of that is what? $400? 400 euros, sorry. 400 euros is nothing in comparison to all the other taxes you pay. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I rest my case. That's literally everything. If you are not working, then you still pay a lot of taxes that aren't income tax. So you're still benefiting the economy in some way.
Yeah, I see you. I see you. So, Aaron.
Yes.
did you answer the question?
Can you repeat the question?
Are you proud or not proud of the Gen Z? Oh no, was that the question? That wasn't the question.
Isn't that the same like the one before?
No, that's not a question.
Not a statement.
Okay, let's move on.
What?
Another question.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, next question. Do you see much difference between you and millennials? As in a Gen Z? Gen Z participant?
No, not that much.
Elaborate.
Well, it depends on when they were born exactly. Like, if they're the oldest millennials, and there might be quite some difference. But I know, like, a lot of millennials who, like, enjoy playing a lot of games as well. And basically, when they say they grew up in the 90s or something, well, that's basically the era when like technology started evolving. And yeah, I guess like there's not much difference between us and them. Like, we're just living in an era where everything's just more evolved, like especially the technology. But like you can see that we're similar to them in a lot of ways.
Okay.
And the humor as well. Well, maybe not the humor, but like some humor might be similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dennis?
I also don't see much of a difference because I, for example, have a cousin that's a millennial and we have like similar kind of views on stuff and we have quite like also the same like likings. And the humor, that kind of changed, but yeah, I don't think so. We're that different. There is a difference, of course, but it's not drastic.
But you know, they always say like, "Oh no, Gen Z, such kids," and
yeah. But what do you think that boomers?
That's about every generation.
Every generation is like that.
No, but just
and will probably be like that too.
We already are like that, aren't we?
We already are. Yeah.
So, Aaron, so you're saying that there's not that much of a change. Dennis, you're saying that also is not much of a change. How about you, Liam?
I would agree. There isn't much of a change between us and millennials.
Okay. That was a
fascinating
question. I see a lot of difference between us.
Okay, but elaborate.
But more of a mental
difference. Mm.
Because I see that there's just people that are older than me. And they just like see themselves as older and therefore more valuable. Like,
and that usually happens when you're a older generation.
So you see them going like, ooh, you silly, silly boy being born in whatever year you were born in. You're so stupid, you don't even know what life is, and they do a lot like that stuff. They go, and then you have to explain to them that actually, like, 4 years apart, that the only difference between you two is, like, you just call yourself older, but I'm even acting older than you. So I see a lot of a difference there. But that's not all of them, you know. It's like some of them, but it's a lot. It's a lot, you know. So that I see that, but overall, I don't see that much of a difference. They always used to say, "Oh my god, like, you guys couldn't be without the internet. Like, if I took your phone for a day, you'd be dead." But then, like, you go, "Okay, be without your phone for like a week." You go, "I can't be without my phone for a week because you know." Then you realize, "Oh my god, they're actually addicted to the internet." That's okay.
Would you call it an addiction, just like reliance?
I think it's more of a reliance, but it's presenting as an addiction because, you know, if you take their phone, they become very angry, they're violent.
Well, they become violent when they take their phone, then that is addiction. But if they can survive for a week without it, might be because they have, it's something they use as for their job, for example. So they have to remain in contact and everything.
Did you ever take a phone from a millennial when they're using it? Did you ever do that? I mean, not like on the street that you just took a random person's phone, but did you actually steal your friend or a relative? Have you stolen their phone?
Well, no. If they're using it, if they're using it in that moment, and then of course, like, they're going to get pissed, right? Because maybe they're texting someone or doing something that they need to do. But I took like cousin's phone, my sister's phone many times while they weren't on it, and they didn't like care about it at all. They don't care.
Yeah, if I take Aram's phone when he's playing on it, then he kicks me.
How old is your cousin?
Brutally beats me.
My cousin is 19 years old.
Then he's not a millennial. Or she.
Yeah. Isn't that the point?
Yeah. The point is, millennials are pussies. They can't stand a minute without their phone. And I'm serious. If you take a phone from 75% of millennials, they go like, "Ah, funny, give it back." When you take a phone from a Gen Z, they go like, "Ah, funny, give it back." But when you take a phone from a millennial, they go, "What are you doing? You fucking, you bitch, what are you doing? I'm gonna kill you, you nothing."
Like,
you,
eight you, strikes.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. And it's, you know, I just see a lot of difference between like internet usage because they haven't had so much exposure to it, whereas we have, and we've been like, you know, we know what it's about. You know, we know all the sites, the special sites to go to. And I think that there's some people still are in the stage where they like are introduced to it, and that they like, you know, "Ooh, very cool. What is this button do?" And I think that they're, you know, that just makes them very different from us. But again, it's not the majority. It's some of them. So it's not a representative figure.
How many people would you need, in your view, to have a representative value? Of course, you can't take like the entire population. So how many people would you take if you were to do a sample? I'm just curious.
If I could, and there would be no limit to how much people I'm using, then like 50,000.
Okay.
All right. So we have a last question coming up. So let's just stretch it. Okay.
Take it slow.
Yeah, just like
the watch time. Listen, Darius.
I'm gonna deliver it slow. So guys, you are living on the earth right now. I believe you're physically participating in living amongst us.
Among us.
Sure.
And I believe that you live in a society. Am I wrong?
The joke.
I believe that too.
Okay. I like it that we're accepting that. So to get to my question, I'm going to take more minutes. No. Joke. Do you think that the world, the earth, and the society that you live in right now, do you think like it's good? Do you think like it's bad? And who do you think caused it to be good or bad? Let's start with Dennis.
Didn't you kind of like answer the question before?
When?
No, you answer it.
Well, okay, so you say, so you're asking, which group is making the world bad, right? That's what you mean, basically.
Maybe you see the world as good, and you want to say that it's good, and you like the way it is.
Okay. Well, this question kind of feels like a summary. So if you say it, the world is kind of, in my view, it's kind of okay now. There are a lot of problems, but there are a lot of like positive sides as well. So our generation is kind of like thinking about saving the world from climate change, for example. But on the other side, you have the inequality in the payment regarding your job title. So I don't know what to tell you, but because you also have like the boomers, which kind of like, which give us the education, but tell us that they won't solve like climate change, for example. So I don't know. I don't have like a definite view if the world is good or bad. I'm just kind of saying neutral, because you can't have like definite good or definite bad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but it's a very pretty stoop to this.
But you don't get it. There is no definite answer. You can't say.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. I am happy living in 2021, but someone else wouldn't be. So you can't give a definite answer.
That's
why it's so biased.
Dennis, that's why I'm asking you. I'm not.
Okay, I'm saying I'm happy. I'm happy. Okay. I am happy.
Okay. Good.
I am very unhappy.
What for?
With life. No. I don't think that... Okay, wait. Let me just make sure that I understand your question. Mm-hmm. Are we happy living in 2021, or are we happy as a society and as our generation, like, if our generation is getting better?
So you personally... Tell me if you're happy living in the world right now, 2021. If yes,
well,
why? If no, why?
Yes, I'm happy living in 2021 right now, just because I don't have to, like, you know, I don't have to participate in wars as some people do. I don't have to. I basically have a very, very good life. Like, there's peace. I have food to eat. I have a house to live in, you know. Yeah, like, as a, I don't know. I don't know what you want.
Happy.
Yes, I'm happy. I'm happy living in, oh, fuck, in 2021.
Okay. Whose result is it that we live in 2021 the way we live in it? Is it baby boomers? Is it millennials? Is it Generation X?
It's everyone. It's like, everyone contributes to it. Maybe not the babies that are born right now, you know? They're babies, but what is it called? Gen Alpha, Generation Alpha.
The new one.
Yeah,
your brother. Yeah, Gen Alpha.
Ah, screw them. Yeah, well, I don't think those contributed anything so far, but I think every generation from, you know, boomers, before boomers, millennials, us, like, we all contributed something to make 2021 the way it is, and even the bad things, such as that the boomers are driven by, you know, money, it led to certain developments that we wouldn't get if we weren't driven by money and considered, like, the environmental effects as well and stuff like that.
Okay.
Good answer. See what I'm saying?
I see, I see. Mm-hmm. Liam,
follow it up.
Follow it up and finish it up.
I would say that I am rather happy with the current state of the world. I wouldn't really change anything.
Okay.
Not even the wars? Or the poverty or the hunger?
Nah, there needs to be balance.
You can't change the... Exactly, there needs to be balance.
Well, if you would change the past,
you can't
then...
eradicate poverty. Poverty is... Will and always will be part of everything. And yeah, there's just good balance, and I don't think really much has to be done in that term.
Okay. It's beautiful. Beautiful. So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in on Spotify and
iTunes.
iTunes,
YouTube,
and whatever he said. And we'll be happy to hear you listen to us next time. Bye.
See ya. Bye.